Good morning again. It feels like we haven't talked like this in a while. It feels like the last few days or last few Sundays we've had a different way of doing the message time. So today begins our stewardship campaign. This is starting early this year because we are linked with other United Methodist churches and we have to put our budget together, our budget together, to put together with their budget. So we're starting this a little earlier than in years past. I pray that we get more out of this campaign and worship series moving out of Scare City than dollars and cents. We have intentionally planned to reflect on the current ministries and theologies behind our ministries that happen because of this congregation's generosity. Our scripture today is about the Tower of Babel. It read, "Then they said, 'Come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches heaven. Let's make ourselves famous so we won't be scattered around here and there across the earth.'" Humanity throughout time is always wanting more. Many people on Twitter and YouTube seem to want more attention, more acknowledgement, more fame. The Kardashians and those who follow them want more fame, more stuff, more money. Reality TV that is not so real seems to want chaos and fame. How do we get out of this cycle? How do we realize when enough is enough? It may be in knowing that God, God's grace, and God's faithfulness is enough. Abundance comes to us in gratitude in what we have, especially the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. One of the resources in our series included the article written by Bruce Epperly around Thanksgiving, and it shares the story behind this hymn, the closing hymn that we'll sing today, "Now Thank We All Our God." And you know what? I know that I'm going to say the name of this town wrong, and I know you all are going to correct me, and I'm okay with that. So here we go. "Many Americans are struggling," this is Bruce Epperly's words, "many Americans are struggling to find a spirit of thankfulness this year. Many of us are worried about finances and unemployment, underemployment, unsuccessful job searches, housing, shrinking bank accounts, and maybe even retirement plans. Gratitude is seldom without challenges. German mystic Meister Eckhart asserted that if the only prayer you could make is thank you, that will suffice." And this is Bruce's, that wrote this, his words. "My favorite Thanksgiving hymn is 'Now Thank We All Our God,' written by Martin Renkhart, a Protestant pastor in Eilenburg, Saxony." How did I do? Okay. "During the 30 Years' War. Times were harsh as Protestants and Catholics killed one another over issues of faith and politics and control. Eilenburg was a refuge for religious refugees, many of whom brought with them pestilence and plague that ravaged the town. During this difficult time, the lone surviving pastor, Rinkhart, who presided over nearly 4,500 funerals, including his own wife's, was inspired to write the hymn by reading the words in Sirach 50. And I'll just read one line. 'And now bless the God of all, whom in every way does great things.'" You might be asking, how could he, after so many funerals and deaths, how could he write such a hymn? Well, this is no Pollyanna, praise the Lord, anyway, prayer of thanksgiving. nor is it a denial of life's challenges. It is an acknowledgement that God's providence gently moves through our lives despite our current circumstances. Thanksgiving, or giving thanks, is a virtue of interconnectedness, reminding us that none of us stands alone. Rich and poor alike, job creators and job applicants depend on countless forces for their well-being and good fortune. When we are grateful, we discover that we are never alone and that possibilities and the energy to embody them are constantly flowing through our lives. Gratitude reminds us that even our scarcity, we can experience love, beauty, wonder, and creativity. Today, many congregations and people are living by scarcity. Like Peter, they are ready to give up after a night of unsuccessful fishing. But their scarcity is transformed into abundance when they trust God and launch out into deeper waters. A catch beyond their imagination awaits those who commit themselves to living by abundance in a world of scarcity. A boy brings 5 loaves and 2 fishes, hardly enough to feed a growing child, but his generosity inspires the generosity of others and creates a field force in which a real meal feeds a multitude. Miracles or acts of power emerge when we trust God's abundance and share our resources in time, talent, and treasure, however limited, with others. There is a deeper realism that inspires gratitude and generosity. Yes, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's a concrete reality. Recognizing our current bottom line is essential to economic well-being. But the deeper realism sees the possibilities hidden in the limits of life and opens a door to unexpected transformational energies. It lives by generosity and prudent risk-taking rather than fearful self-interest and hoarding. For example, what happens in and with this church community is so important for one person in our congregation that this person pledges 50 cents a week. When this person does not have 50 cents, this person collects bottles and cans to make up the difference. It's not about the amount. It's about the amount one can give to make a difference in both their lives as generous givers and this external way of gratitude to all God has abundantly shared with this person. And I ask, how can I give like that? I'll end with this quote that you found inside your bulletin. You all got a card, and you're going to get a card every week this month. And Angela, can you hold that up so everyone can see what we're talking about? That card, it says, "What screws us up most in life is the picture in our heads of how it's supposed to be. Our lives may not be what we thought they would be. We don't have to build the Tower of Babel to get to heaven. Because I'm sure we have much to be grateful for when we rediscover God is with us, right here, wherever we are, and wherever we go. This year, let's share in this spirit of gratitude. Amen."